This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the holidays, travel is big, and the airlines jack up the prices.
Yeah.
So my daughters have birthday coming up. Haley is December 4th. Ami is December 15th. And, of course, Thanksgiving coming. I zipped out this weekend. We're all able to coordinate our days off. And Haley flew up to Kansas City. I flew out to Kansas City a Friday afternoon to Sunday night, just real quick.
Yeah.
Had a great time for one day. The second night, I got hit with a bad cough and the chills.
You have that, like, rasp.
Yeah, and so I'm barely feeling it. Probably shouldn't be here, but I'm here. Because I flew in last night. I landed. It was 11:45. By the time I got home, it was 12:30 before I was in bed.
This is the thing. You can go and go and go. I know emotionally, and you got the spirit, and your heart always tells you, man, I'm Bo. I can go and go and go. Your body is telling you, no, you're not. You're done.
I know.
You need to lay around a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think so.
Actually, my wife was so mad I came in today. She's like, just calling sick. I'm like, yeah, but I'm leaving the team hanging last minute.
No, when you're sick, stay home. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm spraying Lysol over here into my mouth. Okay, I'm that sick.
All right.
I'm only joking. Please don't do that at home.
But it's that time of year.
Here's what's weird. My daughter, before I got there, who lives in Kansas City, Amia, she had a sinus infection, ear infection. But mine all hit my chest 24 hours there. Bam. So she goes, here, just take some of my medicine. I'm like, what do you mean your medicine? Well, I went to the doctor. That's what I got. And there's a couple left. Why don't you take it? Oh, of course. Not thinking about it. Just took it. It got worse. I don't know if she gave me the right medicine. You know what I mean? She
was had it like amoxicillin or like?
Well, that's what I thought it was. Oh. But I don't know because I got sicker.
Oh.
All this 24-hour thing. I'm like, what did you give me? She goes, I gave you the amoxicillin. I'm like, why do I feel worse, though?
Yee.
So I'm thinking to myself, what got mixed up in her medicine cabinet that she maybe gave me?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Have you ever been to a family member's house traveling for the holidays, and you're like, oh, you come down Sunday, oh, yeah, here, just take this, and you get worse? Like, what did they give you?
Yeah.
I was traveling with school one time. We were in college, and one of my professors had her little pharmacy in a bottle. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling motion sick. And she's just like, take this. There's no label on it.
Right.
She's got them, all these different pills in one bottle.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's the blue one, but it might be the pink one. Here, take it first.
You'll be fine.
Let me know how it is. That's terrible.
I caught something. Bad cough. She was just giving over a sinus ear infection, a nose infection. So she goes, here, Dad, take this medicine. I took it, and I think I got worse.
Yeah. Well, my doctor mom certificate, which is kind of like med school, except it's like the school of life.
Okay.
After you have three kids, you figure stuff out. I'll tell you what she did wrong. She had a head cold or whatever. So she had something that dries up your head. So you didn't need that. You actually need something to break up whatever's in your chest. So you need more of a Mucinex. So that was the wrong thing to take.
Ew.
If anything, yes, it's going to prolong it. And you got to get that out of there, you know, so it doesn't turn to pneumonia.
Okay. Anybody got any Mucinex?
Here's my degree. See?
Thank you. Thank you. I called TJ Bow and producer Hope. So holiday travel, hope you don't get stuck on a plane. You know, sometimes I get that, you know, depending on the weather, you could be stuck on a plane. I was zipping out to Kansas City just for the weekend, girls' dad weekend with my two daughters. And out of Rochester, I always have to take a connector down to Baltimore and then Baltimore out to Kansas City. So get down to Baltimore, no problem. And this is Friday afternoon. Now it's actually going to supposed to get in a reasonable time that we could still go out and have fun. Well, we're pulling away from the gate, and it is starting to rain and storm, and they just stop.
Oh.
And they're like, ah, the weather's not safe. We're going to stay here until
and wait for clearance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. You're stuck in the plane.
Yeah, out on the tarmac. 2.5 hours later, I'm like, come on, let's go already.
Oh, that's the worst. That's happened to me before.
So luckily on Southwest, and it's for our own safety. Who are we kidding? It's for our own safety. The weather was bad. They didn't want to go up in it. Okay. But they have free Wi-Fi to watch movies. I'm like, well, all right, might as well get into this. I put on Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which, have any of you seen the new
Not
one?
Not yet. Mm-mm. Don't ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin it. Just, I think the most F-bombs are in that movie.
I know. It's very vulgar.
But at times, I was laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm watching it, and finally, they go, we're going to go. I'm like, great. Well, the movie keeps going, and we're finally taking off, and it is shaking. And you start thinking to yourself, whoa, maybe we should have stayed a little bit longer. But it's shaking. It's getting up there, and I, like, grab, you know, the handrest there.
Uh-huh.
And there's this little 80-year-old grandma next to me going, it's the movies you're watching. You shouldn't watch stuff like that. She had been peeking at my Deadpool versus Wolverine. Oh, she's like,
she had already judged you.
Yeah, yes, yes. Young man, you would be fine if you didn't watch those kind of movies. And I'm just like, hold on. Like, don't you feel us wobbling right now in the air? That's what's freaking me. It was so funny. Grandma was trying
cute.
To set me straight. 2.5 hour delay on a plane on the tarmac. I got watching Deadpool versus Wolverine. Funny laugh out loud movie, but do not watch with the kids. There are so many F-bombs. And then flying, I got to start another movie because we were so delayed. Fall Guy, I do recommend highly. Rom-com. It's got a Ryan Gosling in it.
Oh.
Emily Blunt in it. Mm-hmm. Really good. Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen it?
No, I've never even heard of it. Is it new?
Yeah. Well, it's on Netflix, The Fall Guy, and they had it on the plane that I got to watch. Recommended highly. I mean, I've actually, because of it, I've become a huge Ryan Gosling fan. Not because of Ken.
It's I was going to say you weren't sold after the Barbie movie.
Okay.
No. Come on, Bo.
No, I wasn't. You were. I was. Fall Guy, though. Now I'm a huge fan of his. Definitely a cool.
Now that stuff's blowing up.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's jumping out of windows and stuff.
Now I like it. Yeah.
Now he's okay with me.